But the Gemara says, it says in our Mishnah, Zehaklal. This is the rule of our Mishnah, that kol sheba gufoi osa. Any part of the animal itself that was cut off inside remains osa, even though you make a shechita later, it's osa. V'sheinu gufoi, any part that was cut off that's not really part of the guf of the animal, but let's say the fetus, the uber that's inside, even if you cut off a piece of the uber inside, still mutter. Later when you make a shechita on the yam, it's matter whatever's inside. Now, the Gemara's Madaik from the Mishnah. Shein gufoi, what's not part of the guf, shein a guf is mutter. Shein gufoi lasuyim, I wasn't come to clue that's mutter. Lav lasuyim kai gavra, doesn't come to clue in this case, that even though you cut off each piece by itself, but since it was not a leder, it's still cold inside, and therefore it's mutter, v'shkit the same. So here you see that it's not called a leder, and therefore what's inside will still be mutter. Somewhere says, look, if it's not the pshat, could be since rug of it was outside already, maybe it's called a leder. But I tell you, pshat, the mishter is lasuya kolot b'meya para. I mean to say, if in the stomach of the para, it has a fetus there, that fetus, its hooves are not cut, so even though it's a simen t'meya, but since it's still inside, that's mutter b'shkit the same. And what's the chiddush on this? Vali b'de Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Tiyaf v'agav v'yom Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shimon says that we had before. That kolut means if the hooves of the baby is flat, it's not split, it doesn't have a simen tyra. Ben pura, again, kolut ben pura. This is the baby of the cow. The cow is a kosher animal, but just inside the cow is this baby, this fetus, that has its hooves not split, is asa. Shimon says, if that, when that uber is born, it remains asa bachila, since it doesn't have its own simonim tyra. So Chiddush is Hanim Mili. When does Rabbi Shimon say that Uber is that baby's also Heichid Yatzal Avro Oilom? Only after it's born, after it comes out to the world, comes out to the ear of the world. Avol B'nei Imoy, if it wasn't born yet, but rather you go and make a shechita on the pregnant para, and after you make a shechita, you open up the mother and you find this Vlad, this Uber inside there, even though it doesn't have Simonim, it doesn't have the Prusos split. Still shari, still it's mut. That's what Mishnah means to say. That anything that's not part of the goof of the animal, the fetus, any type of a fetus, becomes muta. But maybe only if rave of it was not out. But in the case before, where pieces by pieces went out, and you cut off each piece, Lamaisa, since rave is outside already, maybe that is considered a later, and therefore what's inside would also be yasa. So in case you have no proof from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Boyi Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina has a shout like this. What's going to be? Let's say the uber, the behema, was inside the azara, inside the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the uber, the fetus, puts out his hands. So, ma, what's going to be the lacha? Again, according to Rav, that said it should be yasa. Here it's a shayla mahu. Mi gudev mechitz lagabi kochim, since inside the azara, inside the Beis HaMikdash. This is the mechitz where you can make b'chal the shechit of kochim. Heavy nam lagabi dahai, it's also called mechitza for this uber. Even though the yad went outside of the womb, maybe so called in the mechitzas of the azara that the shechita same would be matarit. Or do we maybe know the gabi dahai lav mechitzi, but negate to this fetus, the mechitzas is not the azara, but the mechitzas is the behema, the mother, the womb itself, the mechitzas uber imahu, because the mechitzas of the uber is its mother, the womb of the mother. So maybe as long as it went outside, it should have a psul trefer on it. That's the shayla. So, that's the shayla. If you're inside the azor in the Beis HaMikdash by Behemoth Kodshim, do I say migu, that the mechitz of the Beis HaMikdash is the mechitz for the psul yetze of the korban? Maybe that's also the mechitz for this psul yetze of the uber, of the aver. And if the aver, there won't be a chal, miss a trefer on this aver, even though it went out of the womb. Or else maybe know that the mechitzas of the aver should be the womb of the mother. Zemar says, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, V'tibolo, how come you didn't ask the kasha? Kotshim kalim v'yushlayim. Why don't you ask the shayla b'chlal? You have a kotshim shlomim, a kotshim kalim, is the mechitza yushlayim, since you keep it inside yushlayim. Why don't you ask the shayla about that? Zemar says, kotshim kalim v'yushlayim, my time alo kemi boyin locho. Why didn't you ask the shayla about if you have a kotshim kalim inside yushlayim? The mechitza's uber imahu, because you know for sure that the mechitz of the uber is its womb of the mother. And once it goes outside the mother, it should be a psul of treifum. If so, hachinam here also, even by kachim. Mechitzas uber imahu. Like what's his shayla? Avada negayah to this isa treifa. It's negayah the mechitza of the mother. And as long as the uber puts out its yad from the womb of the mother, that's called the yotzam and mechitzasa. And according to Rav, it's already chal the isa treifa. So even though it's brought back in again, still it would remain with the isa treifa. Now the Gemara says, "Boy Ilfa, Ilfa has a shawl like this. What's going to be Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi Vein Simin LeSimin? Let's say you go to Shech the mother, and when you start off the Shechita, the Uber was inside the stomach. By the first Simin was inside. Then after you finish Shech and the first Simin of the mother, then the Uber, the fetus, puts out its hand. And according to Rav, or the hand is outside, it's according to everybody, when the hand is outside, it's not Mutter B'Shechit the same." The question is, Ma'u, does at least the Shechita help that this Yad would not have an Issa Nevela, would not have a Tumas Nevela on it? So we had before, according to Chachamim, that the Shechita is saying, even though the Yad is outside the womb, Hakopon and the Shechita is saying it's like a Shechita on a Trefa that takes up Tumas Nevela. See, that's the Shala. Ma'u, Mi Mitzdar, Simon Rishla, Simon Shein, Retarmadeh Nevela, Eloi, does the first Simon help to Mitzdar for the second Simon? But the question is, the first Simon Shechita was really matter that Aver, that Yad, even Bachila. Now, by the second Shechita, it's not matter with Bachila anymore. There's Nisa Treifa Chal on it. The Shaila Rid, does it help to take off the Tumas Nevela? So it could even start off these two Simon, even though one is different than the other. On this, Omar Rav says back like this, Kal V'Chaim, it's Kal V'Chaim, Nevada does help. Im Hoyo Lo Simon Rishon, Lo Simon Sheni, Latiru Bachila. The fact that the first Shechita done on the first Simon was a good Shechita, that it was even supposed to be matter this Yad, to be able to eat from it, is lo yoyla l'tarim de nevela. Doesn't it help for sure that at least we'll take off the tumas nevela? In other words, what went wrong here? That b'shas you made the second Shechita and the second Simon, the Yad went outside the womb. Savada, that second Simon is not worse than the first Shechita done on the first Simon. But since the first Simon is matter even b'achila, Pshita has a kreich now to mitzvah for the second simin to take off the tumas nevela. So nechnamia, this yad would not have any tumor, it would remain tor. But also, v'adu b'yasa b'chilo, l'maisa the yad is outside b'shas the second simin, so you only have one simin l'mater b'chilo, it's not enough, you need two simon if you mater b'chilo. So v'adu b'yasa teet, the favor. But the only v'sha only halachri, this starts tor midei nevela. Boy Rabbi Yimei is a shah like this. Maho lochish lezaroi. What's going to be again? If you have this uber now, that b'shas shechitas aim, its yad was outside, and then lemaisa was born this uber. So this uber is walking around now, that only its yad is osatit, and the rest of the animal is mutatit. So let's say now it has a child, let's say it's a male or a female, it has its mate, and it has a child. So the shalu is, what's the loch of the child? Is the child also, is its leg also osa, or maybe not? What's the case you're talking about? Ilaim the Ozla Behemna Mial Yisrael is talking about now that this Ben Pekua went and had a mate with a regular animal that really needs a Shechita. If so, Ma'ira, hi, the Yisbe Yisura Yotzei, why do you have a Shaila? Because this Ben Pekua, this first Uber, it's Yad, that went out before, has Nisa Trefer on it. Afilu Ben Pekua the Almanami. Even a regular Ben Pekua, where nothing went out before Shechita. In the case where you shechted a pregnant Paro, and then after the Shechita, you took out the Uber and it's living now. So such an Uber, such a Ben Pekua, called a Ben Pekua, if it goes and has a mate, lives with another regular animal, its kid is us anyway. Why? Because the Yomara Mishashi says like this, that Ledivri Yomer, Choshish and Lezerav, the one that says, yes, we're afraid that we have to go bust Lezerav. He's like half of the mate of the baby. It's a ben pekua habur. Our baby mal yisum. A ben pekua means this uber that had a shechita done to it when it was in the mother's stomach. So really, it's mutatit now without a shechita. If it goes and lives and has a baby, is havlad en la takana. You should know the baby has no takana. It's also teeth the baby. Why? Because negayat to the father, it's like it had a shechita done to it already. A Ben Pekua is mutatit without Shechita. And now it lived with a mate, and that mate did not have a Shechita done to it. So it has like two Simonim, and the father's Simonim are like cut already. So now it has the baby is considered either like it has only one simen, or like both simonim are cut halfway, so you can make a shkita on it. Therefore it's called emet takana. So what's your shaila now? That this ben pekua, that it's yad, is also about, it's a trefer, even a regular kosher ben pekua, if it has a baby, the baby is also mechila. So Mara said, lo tzricha the chiddush here was, the ozala ben pekua de kabosai, that this ben pekua, I mean this uber, that was born out of a pora that had a shkita done to it, lives now with another ben pekua that's made the same way. Therefore, if it wouldn't have been for this Ava that's also, Avada, their children would also be mutter b'achila without a shrita. Since both parents are not near the shrita, the Vlad would also be mutter without a shrita. But here the shalur is, since one parent, its leg, has this trefer on it, the kashra is mai. Ava, mulled Ava, do we look as if each Ava creates an Ava? So the baby's now leg should also be yasa l'hichas trefer. And all you have to do is just b'chotach le'vishari. Just cut off the leg of the baby and the rest of the animal is mutter b'achila. Or do we maybe know? Mevalval zare, that no, when the father like gives birth, lemaisit kid pshatis, his zera is mixed up completely in the kid. So the father taka has one eva that's also it's a trefron, his yad. His yad. Now when he has a baby, it's not the pshat, that yad is from the father's yad, but the father's kayach is partial, spread out over the whole baby. So say nechnami, then you don't know which part is also, and therefore the whole plot should be yasa b'achila. So Moshe Nechnami, hold the Rama, then he said clearly that's the Pshat. Hold the Rama Pshit is Pshito, the Mavalvo Zara in Nechnami, it's considered like the whole Zera is mixed up. Whereas the whole baby is mixed up, it's made out of part of that Issa Trefa. And therefore the whole baby is also Mechila. Because the Imkain, if you're not going to say that the Zera is like mixed up, Suma Yelit Suma. Every blind animal, when it gives birth, the baby should also be blind. It gets Psul on the eye, should go into the eye. The kitua, you're the kitua. If the leg is missing, you give birth to a baby that's missing a leg. Since it's not that way, I would treat that the Maval Bazare, that we don't say it's a continuation, Mama, just like the father's one lame and one, the baby also that way, but rather the lame, whatever's wrong with the father, gets mixed up completely into the baby. Doesn't have to be blind like the father. So in our case, treat to the Vlad would be Yosa. But rather, the Baruch Kimi Berlin, here, this is our shalos like this. Baruch Hu Kimi Boyalon, Tehema Bialma, regular Behema, Lav Mikoyach, Chele Vedam Koasio. A regular Behema, isn't it like born, Mikoyach, Chele Vedam, like the parents, the animal, it's Chele Vedam is also teat? But it's also, but still Visharia, still the baby, it has its mutta, you make a shrit on the baby, it's mutta teat. See, even though it's Mevalva Zara, it's still its mutta. So, Achinaim Eloishin, even though the father had an Issa Trefa on its leg, again, the original case was this uber that had its leg out, b'shar shchitis aim. So even though the shchit helped on the rest of the uber, but the leg has an issa trefer on it, now when this uber gives birth, l'maisa, it's mutav achila, the baby. Or do we maybe know, shrei yisuri aminim, the two normal yisurim of chelav adam that we do say becomes mutav by the baby. But l'osla aminim, something special like the yad should have an issa trefer, and the third is, that does not become mutav by the uber, that's the shayla. Versus Laman, who he asked the Shaila according to? Ilu Rabbi Meir, if he asked according to Rabbi Meir Shaila, Issa Chela Vadam, Ika, there's only an Issa Chela Vadam. Ika, Issa, Yaitse Leka. According to Rabbi Meir, there's no Issa Yaitse altogether. Because Rabbi Meir Shchita is that even what's found inside the mother's stomach goes in the Shchita. He doesn't know that a Ben Pekur becomes the Mutter B'Shchita same. So even though you find the baby inside the mother's stomach, it needs its own Shchita. So there's no din, there's no psul upon the baby. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's no isser upon the Vlad. There's no isser altogether. And Rabbi Yudel, my God, according to Rabbi Yudel Shrita, he holds no a ben pekua is muta. You don't have to make a shrita on a ben pekua. And so isser yaitse ika, there's only a psul yaitse that the eva was outside the shashki, the same. But isser chelev adam leka, there's no isser dam v'chelev on an uber. It's not learned like this. Now the Gemara later yet, that Gid HaNosha Noig B'Shlil, the Gid HaNosha Noig B'Shlil on the baby, on the fetus. The Chol B'Yosu Adin, the Chelub of a fetus is also Wasa B'Achila. Divra made the word Rav Meir. If you do I mean a Noig B'Shlil, no it's not Noig B'Shlil, and the Chol B'Muta, who Adin, the Chelub of a Shlil of the fetus is Muta B'Achila. So according to Yudi, and this fetus, the Chav is no Issa. Ella, what do you have to say? Kol mikoyach layam rinon, tishori. Tenechnami. Anything that comes, Ella, kol mikoyach layam rinon, tishori. The Rashi says it means, Ella, kol mikoyach, any time that the father gives up, has a baby, so layam rinon, tishori. Like, we do not say that his issa goes down to the kid, and avada, the kid is mutav achilo. So just the fact, that's because his father had a nisa treif on his leg, so avada, when he has a mate now and has a baby, avada, the baby will be mutav achilo. That would not be a shayla. But rather, v'hochu kami boilon, our shayla is only like this. Malu gumeyas chalboy. Let's say it was a porer, it was a female. Again, the v'shas, it was in its mother's stomach, it stuck out its leg. And you made a shchita on the mother. So you're going now, according to Man Diyomet, holds that the shchita's aim helps for this vlad, for the uber, but only the leg remains also. And it was a female. Now, when this female gives birth and starts to nurse its own baby, it gives off milk. What's the lach of this milk? That's the shayla. Mal legumei chobo. We let it drink the milk. Chela cholov the yama regular milk of an animal, a cow. Loi gave him in a chay dam. It's not cool. I gave him in a chay. And it's shmuta to drink b'shari. Hay nami this milk also should also be loi shno should also be muta to drink. Or they will maybe know. Hosamud yisle tekantel yisur b'shchita. A regular cow, if you shecht it, it becomes muta b'achila. But since there's a hetter shchita on the whole thing, therefore the chol of the milk that comes out is also muta, even before shchita. But ochor on this ben pekua, less late the kanta li yisur b'shchita, the leg that's also b'achila. There's no hetter to make a shchita on it. The rest of the animal does not need a shchita. It's only this one eva, this one leg, you can't make a shchita. So the leg is muta. So what's going to be the milk that comes out of such a cow? Is the milk also have part of it, the chilek of the Easter of it, the Iliad on it? Or maybe no, it comes out of the robe of the animal that's muta b'achila, so maybe the milk is muta, that's the shayla. Take, and this remains by Sofik. What's the lock of this milk? Is this milk muta b'achila to drink it or not? A sake shayla. Now it says, Nimishnawat choytech me uber, if you cut off a piece of the uber itself and it's in the mother's stomach, so the shchita same helps. Me know, and how do we know this? The pasuk says, "V'chol behema, afresas parsa." So Darshan it says, "Behema, but behema." It says twice the word "behema." Like is the rabbi says, "Vlad." It comes to be marba the vlad, but the vlad that's inside the mother's stomach is muta b'shchita same. So where it says, "Elamiyati," so if he calls the vlad inside like a regular behema, "Elamiyati yomer boy," how come he can't make tumura on the vlad of the kachim? Alamatan, how come we learned? Hey, my mirin, you can't make tumur. If you take a behema of chulin next to a behema of kachim, lay avrim b'yufrin. You can't say the avr of this animal should be like kodosh tachas the uber. You can't make a tumura out of an uber. For lay uvrin b'yavorim, you can't take an uber, a fetus of a behema of chulin, and say you want it to be kodosh tachas the avr, the leg of a behema of chulin, of a behema of kachim. You can't make tumura on one leg, or even on a fetus, over a shlamim, out of a regular korban. And the opposite also, you can't take a behemoth chulun and say you want it to be kaddish, but then take the kedusha off the fetus or off the aver. You can't make tumura out of a fetus. The question is, why not? If you tell me now that the uber is called like a behemoth, why can't you make tumura on it? So when it says, El Rad Amakor, the pasuk says, V'chol behemoth. Here's the rabbi says of Vlad. It's not stam the word from the behema. Could be an uber is not called a behema. But from the word v'chol behema, that's to be marba, the Vlad that's inside the mother's stomach, is muta b'shchita same. The yochi, if so, afilu choytech minat chulam minat kloyis nami. Even if you cut off the spleen or the kloyis or the kidneys of the animal itself, also then the shchita same should be mata that. Allah matzan hakam lotan amishnah. If you cut off a piece of the uber in the mother's stomach and then you make a shchita's name, it becomes mutavachila. But minat chulam and aklois, if you cut off a piece of the spleen of the animal itself or the kidneys, also bachila. Why? From the pasuk, the chol behema should be matter of anything of the behema. So when it says, oh my God, the pasuk says, oisa shleima blechaser. No. Oisa means the mother is only mutavachita, what shleima was completely attached to the mother. But a part of the mother was cut off, that the shchita same does not help. Only the uber helps. For the more elam yativ so asherchet es abeima, what's going to be shecht an animal, you shecht a poro, or motzah but the mus yoin, you find inside the poro something looks like a yoin, like a pigeon. Tishtori should be mutav achilo, even though it doesn't have any simonim tire at all, it should be mutav achilo. Alom akon, of course, it's inside the mother's stomach. It has now a whole day, mash, anything inside the mother becomes mutav b'shchita saim. Alom akon, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rechlin said that hashrichet es tebeima, somebody shechts the behema. Well, motzah bo demus yoin, and inside the mother's stomach you find the demus, an animal that looks like a pigeon. In other words, it has no simonim tire at all. Is also bechilus, also teat, bechur, why not? Yidashi now, bechol, behem, anything inside the stomach, because muta bechila. Yeah. And the Gemara, being in process of leka, still, it has to have trust, it has to have hooves,